Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendships, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating bitchery since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
And I'm USA Today bestselling author Joss Day.
And we are
best friends.
And once again, Yes. Listeners, as a treat, we have brought you Yara of the Marble Islands and Countertops.
Such a treat.
Hello,
so nice.
They haven't been able to get rid of me. I just wish people could see how you two look at each other so adoringly. As you cycle through that intro. This is my fourth one sitting here, y'all. And it's just like Lady in the Tramp. I wouldn't pick who was him. Just the love. There's practically a spaghetti noodle
dangling between the two of them.
It's true. Yes. We love our introductions.
That's great.
The backstory is that Joss rarely gets it right, but really? She is 4 for 4 today.
I'm working really hard at it.
Nailing really
it.
Good.
I'm working really hard. I knew in this last one, I saw the twinkle in your eye. She says I'm bad at the intro, but I contend that Kristen Higgins likes to do little things to trip me up on the intro.
I think that's blaming the victim. So anyway, we have kind of a long letter from a sweet young woman, and we wanted to give it its own show because there's a lot of heartache in here. So let's get started, ladies, and we'll give her our best advice. Dear ladies, I recently discovered your podcast, and it's helped me in ways that you'll never know, and I can't thank you enough for that.
Thank you, honey.
I was hoping that you could possibly help me with a problem I'm having with a group of girls. I should preface this by saying I have feelings of anxiety sometimes when it comes to friendships because I want people to like me so badly, and I always feel so hurt and rejected if the friendships don't work out. However, I am almost 30 and have been around my fair share of girl groups in the past. Here's my struggle. I recently got out of a relationship with this guy, John. And John and I had a fun 6-month relationship, but in the end we weren't compatible and we went our separate ways. And of course the breakup wasn't sweet and cordial. It turned ugly for one reason or another. So I am currently dealing with the pain of letting that relationship go completely. Through John, I was able to make friends with John's brother's girlfriend, Amanda, who had already been dating John's brother for a year. And being around Amanda always gave me a weird intuitive feeling in the pit of my stomach, because it always seemed like she was trying to get close to me only to get closer to everyone in her boyfriend's family, which of course is also my ex's family. I had a great relationship with his parents, and they seemed to really like me. I am unsure how they felt about Amanda. During my relationship, both John and Amanda mentioned that they didn't really care for each other. So when John and I broke up, I was a bit surprised to learn that Amanda was going around to John and John's family and telling them awful and untrue things about me. And this hurt my feelings because despite the uneasy feeling I had about Amanda in the pit of my stomach, I was always very kind to her and supported and reassured her during her anxiety episodes where she would talk negatively about herself for hours. I should also mention that Amanda had a group of 3 other girls who she introduced me to, and we all seemed to get along. When John and I were still together, I was getting invited to everything with the girls. But John made it clear that he didn't care for those girls, so I never felt fully comfortable spending time in their group. When John and I broke up, I found myself becoming fast friends with Katie, one of the girls in the group. She was the only single girl, and she and I found out we had a lot in common. We would spend time together while Amanda was planning barbecues with my ex and his family and the other girls, and I was expressly not invited to. So, Katie has a sister who lives in a coastal state with a house on the beach, and Katie and I were getting along so well that she invited me at the last minute to visit her sister and have a mini weekend vacation getaway. I was thrilled because this was exactly what I needed after experiencing the breakup with John. I hadn't told any of the other girls that I was going on a trip with Katie because I didn't feel like I needed to, and it never came up. I finally felt like I had the freedom to make my own choices. So Katie and I go on our vacation, and Amanda sees our posts on social media and loses her mind. She sends Katie and me a rude text while we were on vacation about how we were wrong not to invite her on the vacation. How dare we leave her out? How excluded she felt. How we should be so sorry. And because of my anxieties, I felt bad all weekend, and this ruined my good mood for the rest of the weekend. Katie apologized to Amanda for her feelings being hurt and said that her not being invited wasn't personal. I didn't say anything because I was simply a guest who had been invited. I should also say that Amanda has a 6-year-old child, she's a single mom, and potentially it would have been a lot harder for her to go on a last-minute trip. When we came back from the vacation, Amanda planned her own trip out of state for the following weekend with the other girls in the group, and she did not tell Katie or me anything about it. We found out on social media. But a few days before their trip, Amanda reached out to me privately and sent me text after text about how I make her feel worthless and about how I exclude her and I should be sorry. She said she has always been a good friend to me and I have never treated her with the same respect. Meanwhile, I never hung out with her one-on-one, and she and I were never very close. I should also point out that I never confronted her for saying awful things about me behind my back to my ex and his family. I just let that one go and dealt with it internally. She also never said anything mean or rude to Katie, who her anger should have been directed to since I was simply the guest on the vacation. Amanda ended up apologizing to me for blowing up and said she realized it wasn't my fault and she let her anxiety get the best of her. So, I told Katie about what Amanda said to me, and this upset Katie because Katie knew that I didn't do anything wrong. Katie said she would like to take a break away from the rest of the girls until the drama died down, but these girls had been friends for a few years prior to me meeting them. A few days later, it appears that Amanda and John have become best friends through their posts on social media. Mm-hmm. Katie and Amanda are back to being best friends, and the other two girls in the group, whom I never talked to, have both blocked me on all social media platforms. So here I am, confused and hurt. I'm not sure what could have possibly happened. The last thing I heard from Amanda was that she was sorry for directing her anger at me when it was undeserved. The last thing I heard from Katie was that she was upset with Amanda and taking a break from the other girls. And I haven't ever really spoken to the other girls, but now they're all off being happy and better friends than ever, and I am completely left out. I'm afraid to reach out to these girls because they clearly made up their minds about me. Can you shed some light on what could have happened? Thank you. Signed, Lonely and Confused.
That is serious business. That's really heartbreaking.
I feel so bad for her.
Yes. I just wanted to address one thing at the end of the letter, which she says, now they're all off being happy and better friends than ever.
Yeah, no, probably they're not.
No, it's an probably illusion. Not. That is exactly what I picked up,
yeah,
too.
Probably
they're
not.
Trying way too hard to let you think that.
Absolutely. Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, Lonely, sweetheart, and I say this as a mother, old enough to be your mother, you have done nothing wrong, except maybe overshared a little with people that you didn't know well enough, Katie and Amanda. You know, you listened to Amanda's anxieties and, you know, you were both dating brothers, so it was natural that you hung out even without, like, a real trust between you.
Right.
Because you were new to each other.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the friendship with Katie that seemed so organic and so wholesome clearly wasn't.
Right.
My guess is that Amanda is one of those women who makes it her job to pit other people against each other.
She sounds very drama queenish to me.
And very toxic. She's talking
very
about
toxic.
You to her potential in-laws someday.
How did she want... I wonder about how Lonely found out that that this was all being said about her.
Yeah.
I bet the ex told her.
You think it was John?
Was
it John?
I'm sure somebody felt the need for her to know.
Right. So Amanda's
what was the
talking
benefit of that?
Smack behind your back about what a horrible person you are when the family always liked you. Now, the reason she did that was because you were better than she was in the parents' eyes.
Yeah, correct.
And now she wants to take you down.
Correct.
And say, see, but you still have me, and I'm better, and
right.
she was fake and
correct.
Horrible.
Correct.
And then, you know, the Katie thing points to Katie for trying to take a step back.
Yeah.
But there are friend groups, especially with young women, from, like, I would say high school till about now.
Yeah.
Where allegiances have been made.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
long before you enter the group.
You're the newest one to the group.
Yes.
You're the easiest sacrificial
yeah.
lamb here.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that when you got back from that trip to California, Amanda got her hooks into Katie
yeah.
and just reamed her.
Yes.
And
Katie
worked her.
Trying to defend herself
yes.
over here.
And, you know, reminded her, but we were friends first,
yeah.
and mm-hmm. you owe me a certain amount. And eventually, don't you think, ladies, that Katie's going to find out what a bitch Amanda is?
I think they all
yes,
are.
If she hasn't already.
Yeah, I
and,
think they
and
are.
And unfortunately, Lonely will be the last person to ever find out about that, right?
Yeah.
If
yeah.
she did at all.
Yeah. No, I think they all will be tired of Amanda after a while. I think Katie tried, where she's like, I'm going to take a break from these other friends. She's trying to
yes.
throw up that boundary.
Yeah.
But I think somehow Amanda got to her, guilted, manipulated her a little
yeah.
bit, gaslit her possibly.
Yep.
And so now she's back in the fold, and she cut poor Lonely out. Cutting
yeah.
her knees right
yeah.
up from underneath her. It's all her fault. She's the bad one.
And we know that Amanda lies. You know,
Amanda
from
lies.
She's lied about you before. I'm 100% positive that she said to Katie, you know, Lonely said that you were X, Y, and Z,
yeah.
and she didn't really like you at all, and the only reason she was hanging out with you was to hurt me.
Yeah.
But
right.
you know that I love you, Katie.
Guaranteed,
you know?
Yes.
Right.
So, here's my advice. If you feel that Katie is a friend worth one more chance,
mm-hmm.
invite her out to lunch and say, what happened here?
Mm-hmm.
I had such a nice time with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that Amanda's anger infected our weekend, but... But, you know, you had told me that you were taking a step back, and I would just really love an honest answer as to why that didn't seem to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really enjoyed spending time with you. I like you as a person. I'd like to continue our friendship. And I felt like you were on the same page there.
Mm-hmm.
And give her the chance to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And she might
mm-hmm.
say, wow, funny that you should say that, Lonely, when I heard that you were sticking pins into a voodoo doll of me.
Yes, yes.
According to Amanda,
right,
you know?
Right, right, right.
But give her the chance to rise to the occasion. I always mm. feel like in a group, there's so many murky dynamics that until you pull one person out and say, look,
yeah.
what's going on?
Right.
That you can't really figure it out.
Right.
And, Yara, you and I had a situation, right, last year where, like,
we
there was
did.
Some murky dynamics at work and
yes.
we weren't sure what was happening, and we ended up having one honest conversation.
We did. And it felt like one of those things, too, Kristen, right? Like, it just went from great to all of a sudden, what happens? Something's
yeah.
not right. Something,
right.
You know, there's, like, a riptide in here. What's going on exactly? And I am forever grateful that we could have that sit down, and I think we shut the restaurant down, if I'm not mistaken.
Remember, it's really good food.
Yes, it was really good food, but it was awkward. And I'm kind of wondering, did Amanda end up marrying into that family?
I think that's her goal.
I think that's her
okay.
goal too.
I think that's why she's pushing so hard to make Lonely the bad guy and on all fronts.
Yes,
is because she really has her hooks into the brother of Lonely.
And then
Zets.
She was trying to get her hooks into John. As like
yes.
his new best friend,
right, right, right.
And now the people who know them, like she's forming her alliances.
Yes,
yes.
But
they'll
like
figure it out.
Yeah,
when it's too late. Probably.
I think they all will. I think Amanda's is bad news. She,
Amanda
she is
sounds
a med,
like bad
a
news.
Boundary.
Mm-hmm.
She
ever.
Would hurdle. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, you need to know Lonely that the fact that she got upset at you for going on a vacation on your own time, she's not your
yeah.
boss, and she had the nerve to say, you should have invited me, I feel so hurt. I mean, people can have other friends and go away with
yeah.
other friends, and it's really
mm.
none of your business.
But you know what? This
Jeez.
Is so common, Lonely.
Yeah.
I had an aunt in her 60s?
Yeah.
And she introduced a friend to her sister group, and I was one of her older nieces, and so, like, I often got included in nights out with the aunties. And this, so she brought in her friend, let's call her Rochelle, not her real name.
Yeah.
And everybody loved Rochelle. And then Rochelle moved down the street from my mom. Mm-hmm. And Rochelle and my mom started to become friends. Just, you know, they're in the same neighborhood. They're, mm-hmm. you know, less than half a mile apart. And my aunt went crazy.
Yeah.
You know, Rochelle is my friend. And we were friends first. Mm-hmm. And you don't get to go over and have banana bread with her. You know, you don't get to exclude me.
Yeah.
I introduced you.
Yeah.
You are both indebted to me.
Yeah.
Forever. I must always come first.
Yeah.
She crazy.
Oh, yes.
She crazy.
Definitely. Lonely, that's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
So count yourself lucky that Amanda has blocked you, or if she hasn't, you should block her.
And, you know, the other girls whom you didn't really know blocking you, they're lemmings.
They really are. Count yourself lucky also that they've blocked you. You should block them also, because the fact that Amanda, right after you came back from your mini vacation, took her friends on a vacation, excluding Katie, who was part of the group, and you, makes me see that those friends, I mean, if I was there, I'd be like, well, why didn't you invite Katie? And you see something's going on there.
Yeah.
There's a dynamic there that's very toxic. These are not the kind of people that you want to have necessarily as friends in your life.
Yeah.
Right. You are well shot of them.
I would say, you know, Katie might be the exception to that rule.
Agree. Mm-hmm.
And you should give her that chance to clear the murky waters and say, so if we do continue our friendship, I would like it to be very separate from Amanda and Susie and Boozy, you know. And, you know, I don't feel the need to share everything that I do, you know, but I really like you. And I feel like, you know, we became friends for a reason. And if she's like, look, it's just too complicated, then she's just not there yet maturity-wise.
Right. Exactly. Yes. It's really a maturity situation.
And we have a couple of decades on you.
Yes,
we do. So we can tell you with heartfelt honesty that your people are out there. It might not be this group. You're not marrying into that family. Yes. That's not that. Don't even worry about what they think about you.
Yeah.
I think if Amanda does get herself married off to that guy, they're gonna figure out her game soon enough.
Yeah,
they will, and they will be pining after you. I guarantee.
Mom,
like, oh, John, that nice girl. Whatever happened with her? But, I get that, you know, we get that you're sensitive and you feel so lonely and dropped.
Mm-hmm.
But I dare say that there is a lot of jockeying for position within that group.
Yes.
And you don't need that headache.
No.
You are worth far more than that. And let me tell you, I've had years of therapy to get myself to that place to say, you know what, I do bring a lot to the table.
Yeah.
And you do.
Yeah.
And you're worth it. And you just, this is, you know, they're kind of doing you a favor, actually. Because
I agree so much. I do think, though, you need to block them from your social media. I don't want you to see that in your feed. Because a lot of that might be pointed, and it's just going to add salt to your wound. So get them off your social media. I mean, just really stay away from that whole group, with the exception of giving Katie that one chance to have that honest conversation. Mm-hmm. That will tell you all you need to know.
Right, and I'll tell you what happened with Yara and me. We were both operating under the wrongful assumption that the other friend wanted some space, right?
Yes,
you know, like, oh, it seems like you don't want to come visit me.
But there's also a group dynamic at play.
Yep, a group dynamic where it muddies the water.
Yeah.
So when we got together, just the two of us, it's very clear that we love, respect, enjoy each other, and this was too valuable to just let fade away.
Yes.
And, you know, and it was awkward for like 10 minutes and then it was fine.
Yeah.
We were both afraid of hurting each other's feelings because we like each other so much. We love each other. We're part of each other's lives. But, you know, we had a history. You don't have that with Katie, but you might have something, you know, you might have something
there.
But
be very cautious.
I hope she gets that closure.
I hope you can say to her, I felt like we were on a path to really good friendship, and I was kind of confused when, you know, you had said you wanted to take a step back, and then I see you, you know, back in the fold with Amanda and stuff. And that's, you're right. That's, of course, I'm not telling you not to do that, but I just, you know, I was hoping you and I would become friends. Do you feel like that's still a possibility?
I hear that, you know, in a very non-threatening psycho kind of way. You know, we have that weekend.
And in the meantime, Lonely, do what we tell everyone to do, which is work on finding other friends. You want friends from every walk of your life.
Right.
So you want your work friends. You want your good old friends from school. You want friends who volunteer for the same causes that you do. And if you don't volunteer for any causes, start.
Yeah.
Because that's a great way to meet people.
And it takes your mind off of all of this nonsense. Yeah.
And you know what? You might want to post, I'm taking a social media hiatus.
Oh, yes.
And I will see everybody in a month.
Yeah.
And see how clean your life feels when you're not on Insta and Snapchat seeing that everyone's hanging out without you and instead you get to live your own life in the moment,
right? Because you know how disingenuous all of that is.
It really is. And I just, you know, I think you can have that talk with Katie, but don't be surprised if you end up, you know, the topic of their Facebook post or whatever, because you know, Katie may not have detached herself enough from that group to not to keep your conversations between you. So it may be that you have that one honest conversation and Katie goes back to the group and says, that's what I just saw.
Right.
And so just manage your expectations, right?
And you know, as someone who's gone through it too, you see them vague booking about you and, you know, mentioning things. And women can be vicious, which is why we started this podcast. Hold your head high. You take care of you, act with your integrity and your moral compass,
right?
And you're going to be fine, sweetheart.
I couldn't agree more, but definitely Facebook keeps you engaged. Insta keeps you engaged. If you can take that break for 30 days, the healing that you need to do to get over this will happen much quicker.
Yeah, right? I agree.
Like, find a great TV show. Find some movies like you've wanted to see. And just kind of armor yourself with other things that you know are going to make you happy. Like, buy that book you've been looking after. And eventually, it'll feel a little further away.
Right. And when you spend a morning reading a book, say, and you realize, wow, I didn't check social media once in 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You think, wow, but I did read half a book.
Mm-hmm.
It feels great. And then you say, like, well, you know, I've been wanting to try yoga in the park, you know, now that COVID has canceled all my yoga classes or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's all these other people in the park that maybe you don't know. Or, you know, you go to an online class and where you have to participate. There's so many ways to start looking elsewhere rather than back in your rearview mirror wondering what went wrong. You're not even 30. And you met these friends because of a relationship that no longer exists. They might get flushed away with that relationship. You know?
Absolutely.
That's okay.
Yeah. And I can't speak highly enough of volunteering, which you can still do now, even during COVID. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of soup kitchens that need help. People need food. People need so much.
Work at the food pantry. You can feed the homeless. You can volunteer for a political campaign, making phone calls, you know.
You can do all of those things. And the wonderful thing about volunteering is you're so busy helping someone else that you forget about your own.
It puts things in perspective.
It really does. Yeah. It's so great.
And, you know, I don't want to, like, virtue signal here, but one of the things that I used to volunteer at was I loved working with disabled kids. And so I would do, like, horseback therapy with them and then a respite program on Saturday so their parents could go grocery shopping all by themselves and other exciting things. And, you know, it really gets you out of your own self and you think, like, I did something nice today. I did something that made the world a better place for this 45 minutes or whatever you spend. And it starts to, like, rebuild those parts of you that felt torn down by these mean girls.
Yeah. Which is what they are. Don't forget.
Yeah.
They were mean girls. And they were mean girls well before you came into the group. right?
That's absolutely true. You did not make them mean. They are not reacting to you. They are reacting to themselves. Yeah.
But please don't beat up yourself that you weren't enough or you're less than.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have to, there's like a million self-help books out there. But I think if you just, you know, divert your attention, as Joss and Kristen said, you're going to see that Amanda's only that significant in Amanda's universe.
So true.
Yes.
Oh my
so
gosh.
Well put.
So true.
Yara, we're going to have you back every week.
Wow.
And you know what? Like, just from reading your letter, we can tell you have a really kind heart. And, you know, you're not perfect and you could have done things better here and there. So, you know, but you're a good person. And you're looking at this as a way to improve yourself, improve your relationships, and make a better quality of life for yourself. So good for you.
Yes. And she's a great fan to you, too.
Yes.
To the podcast.
You take care of yourself, honey. And write back. Let us know how you are.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. It's time for my embarrassing personal problem.
All right. I'm dying. I'm ready.
I broke my arm. I broke my wrist in a very elegant fall from, not even from a horse, but like, I was hopping around like a wounded stork trying to mount a very large mammal and fell backwards and broke my wrist, which, you know, is an inconvenience. But it did give me the opportunity to go see my second husband, my orthopedist. Let's just call him Dr. Tom.
Okay.
Now, Dr. Tom has treated me when I fell through the porch and my husband tried to kill me. When I broke my ankle, or when I broke my leg walking. You know, that was a very complicated act. And so I thought, now I get to go see Dr. Tom again. And so first I went to the ER and they said, follow up with your orthopedist. And I'm like, yes, great. So the next morning I, you know, I had a cast from the ER on and I wanted to smell good and look as good as one can with COVID hair and a broken limb. And I wanted to put on mascara so he could see over the mask.
This
you know
is the day after you broke the wrist.
The day after I broke the wrist. And you know, you only have the, you have the mask on, so it's like your eyes are the only thing that show. So,
so
I had
pop.
To like
And it was the dominant hand, is it not? That
so my dominant hand was broken. But this would not stop me from bringing my best smoky eye. So I'm putting on the eyeshadow, which I did actually pretty well, but the problem came with the mascara. So it's a little bit glumpy because it's probably well past its expiry date. And I'm doing it with my left hand, and I'm doing okay. Then I switched to the other eye, which is reaching across the face. And I stuck myself in the eye, dropped the mascara, so I had like a Joker-like tear down my face. And then I had to clean it, you know, and this is really high quality mascara, so it doesn't come off.
No, no, they don't.
So I had like a blotch of black in my eye, clumpy eyelashes, and a black tear.
Yeah.
All in the name of love.
Well, you know, I can blame you. Come on.
And I have
very
to say,
Tammy Faye Baker of you.
You know, I cleaned up as best I could. I had my daughter come in and try to fix me.
Yeah.
And so I went to see Dr. Tom and he did say, hello, it's lovely to see you.
Made your day, didn't it?
It was all worth it.
Thanks for listening to Crappy Friends. Don't forget to subscribe to Crappy Friends and consider leaving us a review. Email us your friend stories at theladies@crappyfriends.net. I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Joss Day.
And we're best friends. Forever.